For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News. Last week, I returned from Bolivia, where I experienced the high altitudes in La Paz and determined that it was necessary to chew coca just to be able to walk around in the marketplace. Last week on Century of Lies, our guest was Sanjo Tree of the Institute for Policy Studies and Witness for Peace. Here's a little bit of a discussion I had with him on that program.
And we ended, La Paz is around 13,000 feet. It's about 2.5 miles above sea level. So we had quite a bit of altitude, and we got to chew a lot of coca. Basically had to. Otherwise, you would get sick from the altitude. As I recall, you had quite a time adjusting.
I did indeed. I did, and I was actually kind of saved that one afternoon. I was a little bit lost in the marketplace. I ran into you, and you happened to have a coca candy, which helped, I guess, get the oxygen flowing again and helped me get back to the hotel. I mean, folks who haven't been there just cannot quite understand this. But at those altitudes, without the coca, indeed, you are rather feeble, just kind of flailing along.
Absolutely. And in fact, the U.S. Embassy on its website, I don't know if it still does this or not, but as of a year ago, it certainly recommended to travelers that when you land in La Paz, they recommended that you drink coca tea to help you fight off the altitude sickness. And you know it's bad when your plane lands in La Paz and they open the door and the plane decompresses. That giant sucking sound.
It was like the plane suddenly was 3 football fields long.
Exactly.
Let's talk about that. I've spoken to a few folks at Thanksgiving dinner this week and to others that I've met along the way, and I tell them that I think just about everyone we met, from the justice minister through the Christian ministers, the military, the prison guards, and the prisoners, were all chewing coca to manage to get through the day.
Absolutely. Everyone chews coca down there, and if you're rich, maybe you drink it in tea, in your silver tea service, but everyone consumes coca to one extent or another. It's quite common. It's so central to indigenous cultures that in the Aymara tribe in the highlands, there's even a unit of measure called the cocada, which is the amount of time it takes to chew a wad of coca in your mouth when you're walking from one place to another. So it becomes a distance measurement. That's how central it is. Every religious offering, every ceremony begins with coca.
Fact is, they have legal warehouses stock full of 50-pound bags of coca. You can buy a single pound of coca for $1.75, 14 Bolivianos. If you'd like to learn more about this, please tune in to the Century of Lies program at drugtruth.net. Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.